The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
Ksubas Daf Tes. It's hard to know where to start when one starts talking about Ksubas Daf Tes. There's so much here. The next seven Daf are an Oitze Bolum of all the Iker Sugyas of Roy, Chazoka, Sveikis, Veksveika, Savik Deraisa, Migu, Bari Veshem. A lot of the principles of Danning, Dine Sveikis, are discussed by Richus and Biyun in the next seven daf. We'll try to encapsulize some of the Yisoides of Daf Tes in one discussion that's had by the Rajba and the Rosh, seemingly separate. What's interesting about it is that the Rosh brings the whole discussion based on the Halacha B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rajba, who's the Talmudic Rabbeinu Yoina, brings the discussion somewhat similarly, but discusses different points. It would seem that even though the discussion was one discussion that came from Rabbeinu Yoina, but the Rajma and the Rosh each processed what nekudos of the discussion was a chiddush and what was not a chiddush differently. Kol echad lefi shitaso. The discussion is that the Gemara says by us that when the Baal says, we have to remember that we're dealing here, even we're learning Maseches Ksubis, we're dealing here in this discussion with two distinct issues. Lekarav Zelze. One issue is what the Gemara says in the first line, Pesach Vesuch Mitzasi, Neman La Isra Alov, in terms of that she's also an isha, a woman that's Mizana. If it was a Pesach Vesuch Matzasi, he claims that she was Mizana, meaning to say that she was Mizana Tachtov after the Erisin, before the Nisun, before he was Boiler, she was Mizana after the Erisin, she was Mizana Berotzoin, she's Mizana Berotzoin after the Erisin, so then she's also. Of course, the Gemara says that Lechera, based on the principle of Svek Sveka, Sovik Deraisa Lechumra, but Svek Sveka, as a general rule, Svek Sveka is Mutter. If Svek Sveka is Mutter Lechera, over here there's two Svekois, there's a Sofik. Who says that she was Mizana Tachtov? Maybe it was Lav Tachtov. A. B. Even if it was Tachtov, maybe she was Nensa. If she's Nensa, she's not Asur. So the Gemara says by Anashis Koin. Anashis Koin, there's no Sofik of Oinis, there's no Sofik of Rotzen, because Anashis Koin is also either way. And then the Gemara brings a different who came to Eishes Yisrael Kagain, the Kabul Ba'avu, Kedushim Chusim Bas Gimel, that if she was a Ba'ula, by definition, physically, if she's a Ba'ula, it had to have taken place after the Erisin, because if it was before the Erisin, then she wouldn't be a Ba'ula. The Gemara says that the Besulim grow back if she's in Nevelis before the age of three. So that's the basics of the Gemara, and all that centers around the discussion whether a woman who is nevelis, and now the question is when and how was she nevelis, how would she become also, when she would be asura lebaila. On the next daf, really in the next amud, but going into daf yud, we have a discussion on a different topic. If he says Pesach Besuch Mitzosi, ad kama that he's neman, he's going to be mafsid her ksuba. We're going to meet Hashem discuss that in the next year. In today's year, I want to center on the Issa V'Heter aspect, Shabbat, and the Evan Ezer more aspect, Shabbat, and we'll leave the Choshe Mishpat aspect, the terms of Dine Mominis, and I'm Yitzhak Mechavel V'Rayim Yitzhak Hashem for the next year. Here comes a discussion from the Rajma and the Rosh. The Rosh introduces a concept that the whole Gemara is only talking about, she's only Asura Lebaila at Kama. What was the discussion? He walked in, or he claimed to Bez in Pesach Vesuch Matzasi, she was Makhishim. Either she was Shosak, she didn't say anything, or she was Makhishim. She says, no, Loi Matzasi Pesach Vesuch. So he's claiming what he's claiming. Okay, again, there's a whole discussion over here of Shavya Nafshchetir and Yisura. What do I care who's right, who's wrong? What's the difference? It's fake. If he claims she's also, he should be able to define for himself what his Issa V'Hesu status is vis-a-vis his wife. That's called Shavya Nafshchetir and Yisura. We're going to leave that aside for the moment, even though it's an important discussion. We'll leave that in Mitzvah Hashem for the second pack. if he claims she's a nivelas, if she was makhishim, so it's his word against hers, lemaisa, this is sofik. As far as he's concerned, this is sofik. He doesn't know when she was nivelas, but this is sofik. If it's a svek sveka, she'll be mutatim. If it's not a svek sveka, she'll be asuratim. What happens if she clearly contradicted his version, and she said, what happened? He says, Pesach Basuch Mitzvah, you must be, you were unfaithful, you were mizanetachnai, birotzoin, after the erusin. She says, no. She says, she has two possibilities. If she's an Eishes Yisrael, she could say that she was nenso before, but she became an arusatim, or she could say that she was nivelas tachtav, but it was bainis. If she's an Eishes Koyin, she only has one option. The only option she has is to say that she was zinso, that she was nivelas lifnei deiris. If it was after deiris, and even if it was boinis, she'd be asuritim. Of course, there's a different option called mukas eitz. Again, we'll leave that aside because that's a discussion in a few daf from now. Where does mukas eitz figure in? Maybe she physically was a beula, but not because of a maisa bia, but because of mukas eitz. Again, we're going to leave that aside. The Rosh opens up his discussion b'shem Rabbeinu Yoina, and the way the Rosh brings this discussion is by saying that Rabbeinu Yoina said, the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yoina said b'shmoy Talmidim Rabbeinu Yoina b'derech Lamin the Rashba, which means, and the Rashba himself brings it differently. That's the interesting part of this discussion. That's what we're going to discuss, because it's a springboard to discuss many of the concepts that underlie these whole bunch of dafim that talk about Tzvekas. So here comes the Rosh, and the Rosh says that Rabbeinu Yoina said that if there's a Bori V'Shema here, meaning to say he's a Shema, he doesn't know. It's not his life. He only knows that she's a Ba'ula. She says, I am a Ba'ula, but I was a Ba'ula because I was Nensa Tachtecho. So the halach is she's Mutim. Bori V'Shema, Bori Odif. The Rosh is Mefakbek back and forth. Ultimately, he agrees with Rabbeinu Yoina based on something else. But the discussion that he has, let's discuss the way he brings, the way he processes the Rabbeinu Yoina, is that Bori V'Shema would be able to outweigh the Sofik Soita B'Fanenu. We have a woman over here who's a Sofik Soita. She's a Sofik that she was in Setachdom, she's a Suraloi. It comes along Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina proposes, based on the concept of Bori V'Shema, Bori Odif, how Bori V'Shema fits in the context of Issa V'Heter is bewildering. It's a big kasha, because Bori V'Shema L'Choira is a concept that makes sense in Dinei Momonos. Two people come into Bezdin, one person is a Bori, one person is a Shema. Bezdin has to process claims. Bezdin will hear the claim of a Bori against the Shema. We pass the Bori V'Shema love Bori Odif, but that's only because the Shema is the one who's defending himself, he's a Muchzik. And the Muchzokis is strong enough to defend him even B'derech Shrema from the onslaught, from the Tviya of a Bori. Over here we're not talking about Tain Minit, we're talking about defining what happened. We're talking about Sveikis. There's no Moitzi, there's no Muchzi. For us to Paskin that she's a Surah, if she's a Bori and he's a Shema, she has a definitive version of the story. She was Nensa Tachtov, she's not a Surah Loi. He says you're a Ba'ula, but he doesn't know the facts. So he's a Shema. In that case, Rabbeinu Yoina said that she's Nemenis. She's Nemenis. The discussion, if you look carefully, Rabbeinu Yoina is a diuk from Reb Nochum Zatzal, Reb Nochum Petzovich. Reb Nochum was Medayik. If you look at the Rosh, Abel im Omro Emes Shepischa Pesuch Venenze Takta Veishis Yisrael Nemenis Umuteres Loi Mepneishi Hitoyenes Tainis Bori Vuhu Toyin Tainis Shema. The Rosh clearly brings a discussion over here from Rabbeinu Yoina only in the context of Veishis Yisrael. Okay, Veishis, can't you be able to say the same thing? She's a Bori that she was, like we said, she was Niveles Lifnei the Erisin, in which case she wouldn't be Asatim. Why should there be a difference between Eishes Kohen and Eishes Yisrael? The Rashba, when he brings the discussion, brings both options. Brings Be'eishes Kohen, she claims definitively that she was Nivelas Lufnei De'erisin. Eishes Yisrael could either claim that, or she could say she was Nansa Tachto. Why shouldn't Rabbeinu Yoina, why shouldn't the Rosh, his version of this discussion of Rabbeinu Yoina, include that possibility for an Eishes Kohen? L'chayro, one would have to say, pshat, one would have to say that, introduce another concept that's brought over here in the Tosfos, that the issue over here of when she was Nivelas clashes with the concept of Cheskes HaGuf. Cheskes HaGuf, that a physical change was effected later, like let's say we have a shaila on a mikveh, where a mikveh was yesterday a kosher mikveh, today some of the water evaporated, it went down, the mikveh today is less than Aboim. So when was the mikveh disqualified? When did the mikveh become possible? As late as possible, in which case if somebody was toivel today, based on the concept of Cheskes HaGuf, we assume that the status of the mikveh being a kosher stayed as long as possible. Taisis brings that context. Again, we're not going to get into a full discussion of Cheskes HaGuf and why Cheskes HaGuf is better than its competitor, Cheskes Kashrus. But in this case, the Cheskes HaGuf L'chari would say she was nivelas as late as possible, i.e. Tachtov, and not before. If we have to paskin, be machriya based on the Cheskes HaGuf, will say that she was nivelas after the erusin as late as possible, not nivelas lifnei the erusin. If we use a concept called Cheskes Kashrus to assume that she's a ksheira, let's say Be'eshes Koyin, we'll have to assume that she was nivelas lifnei the erusin, not la'achro, which would render her asura l'bailah. Be'eshes Koyin as asura, even if she was nenso, even if she was nenso tachtov, she's also l'bailah. So l'chayra, one would have to say the reason why the Rosh skips the possibility of Neshes Koyin is because over there she's clashing with the Cheskes HaGuf, and he holds that the Bari Vishema, which would win by Eishes Yisrael, would not be Menatzech, would not be stronger than the Cheskes HaGuf. And we'll have to explain, obviously, the Rashba argues with that. The Rashba brings the discussion of Rabbeinu Yonah, this Shmuz, as Bari Vishema, even by Eishes Koyin, where you'll be paskening based on her Bari Vishema, to believe her that she was nivelas before the Erisin, in which case it's against the Cheskes HaGuf. So we have to explain that machloikis between the Rashba and the Rosh. There's another interesting chilik, the whole basis of discussion. What's the chiddush over here? So again, we pointed out one point, which has to be dealt with separately. It could be that has to be dealt with Daf Yud Gimel, because over there is the Mishnah of Bari Vishema Bi'isurim. Again, it's the Skadish that Bari Vishema is not only a Momenis, a Toyim Venitin Dikataina, but it's a discussion when it comes to Hilchis Issa V'Heter, Kashrus. Maybe we'll leave that for there. But as far as the Etzem Chiddush, the Bari Vishema does work in this context, which, again, like we said, is a Mishnah of Daf Yud Gimel. The issue that seems to be yes the Chiddush seems to be Choluk, the way the Rashba brings it, from the Shmuz, the way the Rosh brings it. How does the Rosh bring? The Rosh is Mayrich, after the line that we just read, that the Bari Vishema will be Moyolot, that she'll be Muteres Lebailo, she'll be Muteres despite the fact that what she's claiming is that she was Nenso. And the derechal, there's a roiv that most bi'ilois are berotzen. Bederechal, onus is a far-fetched possibility. Bederechal, if a woman's a bu'ula, it means because she was berotzen. There's a koil, Taisu says, one of the second Taisu by us. In any case, that shouldn't be a legitimate sad because there's a roiv. So she's claiming something which goes against the roiv, and still she's neman bari v'shem. And that's the main chiddush that the Rosh focuses his energies on. The Rashba brings the discussion in a totally separate vein. The Rashba brings, we have a problem over here. We have a bu'ula. We have a Pesach Pasuch Lefanein. We have a woman, there's a nivelas here. We have a married woman who's a nivelas. L'chayr she's a soita. Soita, the aloch is, she's a sur l'baila, because we have grounds. What's a soita? A soita is where a woman was, there was a kinyan hysteria, there was a woman who was warned by her husband in front of two edim, the way the Mishnah is saying, in that context, she was nisteres, she was misyachid with another man. That yichud brings it, with that man that she was warned against being misyachid with. In that context, even though normally yichud ain't no Israel baila, the Gemara says by us, you need two edim to ask her nil baila. The suspicion, even though it does create suspicion of yichud, there's an issue of Yichud, if she was misyakin, maybe there's a legitimate tzad that she was mizana. Even the raglayim ledova, which is strong, of Yichud will not ask her nishul baila, she has a cheskes kashas. But once a legitimate suffix is created befanenu, because of the kinui, so then the stira will ask her lebaila. Unless she shoyt in meisoita, and she exonerates herself. In any case, the Rashba compares that to the idea that if we have a Pesach Pasuch, we have a bula befanenu. Now we only have to know what the circumstances of that beer was, but we have it here. It's not stam geklet. It's not just a question that we're raising based on our suspicions. We have the evidence of the yichud and the beula are the same thing. We have the sofik b'fanenu. The Rashba in that context says, l'chosh is a soita. Would a soita, l'moshu, be able to come out of her yichud? The husband says, you were mizana. She says, I wasn't mizana. She's a surah. There's no tzad over there that bori v'shema, that she says she was mizana and she knows better because she was there. The husband wasn't there, he has his suspicions. He claims she was mizana. She says, she answers back, she was not mizana. We don't say over there, bori v'shema, bori odiv. Why don't we say the same thing by us? That's the focus of the Rashba's discussion. And the Rashba says it's not the same thing. She's a bu'ula, but there's tzadim because she could be matzed herself. There's a different way to explain the bu'ula. That's his discussion, is focused on that aspect of what we're dealing with. Why don't we have in front of us a soita? The Rosh doesn't discuss the Rashba's discussion. The Rashba doesn't deal with the Rosh's discussion of the Bari V'Shem going up against the Roiv. And again, we have the Machloikis, the Rashba, and the Rosh, whether the Cheskes HaGuf will be enough when she's saying something with her Bari against his Shema, which clashes with the Cheskes HaGuf, that she was Nivelus as late as possible, whether she'd be Nemon or not, Kol Zeh Achnis into trying to figure out exactly what the underlying principle over here is. Here I'd like to discuss, to introduce, a Machloikis between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba and the Ra'ah are in Sefer Teres Abayis written by the Rashba with Hasogis from the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah and the Rashba were Gedolim in the same door, and a lot of places they were massing on each other, primarily in the Sefer Teres Abayis, where the Ra'ah commented in his Pirush called Bedek Abayis, and the Rashba commented back in his Pirush called Mishmeres Abayis. The discussion over there has nothing to do with our sugya. Just to show how far-reaching what goes on in our sugya is. The discussion over there is about certain types of treifus, where even though normally there's a roiv, the roiv behemoth saint of treifus, an animal normally is assumed to be physically attacked to the point where we don't have to after we shecht an animal, we assume based on the roiv, based on the chazaka, that the animal is intact. We don't have to take it. But the only thing we check is the lungs to see if there's a hole, a sirka. Besides for that, we don't check because we assume the animal is assumed. That's roiv and chazok. There are certain cases where a suffix has been created. There was something the animal was thrown down where it might have created a physical effect that would render the animal a treifa. There are certain types of shchitas where there are problems where we assume that maybe there's a problem with the shchita. In that context, we bring another case that's discussed. You have a barrel of wine which It was manhandled by a goy, and there's a question whether the wine was sealed or not. If the wine was handled and it was touched by a goy, it would render it yayin nezach. And over there also a suffix was created. In that context, the Rashba and the Ra'ah have a discussion back and forth whether we could, based on the chazaka, whether we could kasher. And they bring rayas in terms of cheskes aguf, cheskes kashrus, the factors that the Balei Tosfos discuss in our sugya, and in a wide ranging discussion, the ro'ah is mechadish benegei our sugya. That the Balei Tosfos introduced, we have Tosfos by us on Tesim and Aleph, that Eishes Koyin, the Gemara says that Eishes Koyin is Asura Labailo when there's a Sofik, when there's a Pesach Pasua, because there's only one Sofik, whether she was Nivelas Taktov or Lav Taktov. Whether she was Nensa Taktov is not an option, because Nensa Taktov, she would still be Asura, Eishes Koyin, like we said. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, even by Eishes Koyin, why don't we say she has a Cheskes Kashas? So Tosfos answers exactly the Shmuz that we just brought up, the Eishloima, the first little Tosfos, not the first Tosfos, the first Tosfos after the first long Tosfos, Leitzicha Eishes Koyin. Tosfos brings up the Eishloima, the other Abba Islam, the Mehmed Ashton, Nivalo, the Ukma, Ches Ksaguf, Shahoise Psula. Exactly the back and forth that we discussed before in the context of Eishes Koyin. And the Ra'ah argues on Tosfos. He says, no. He says, Be'etzem, the Cheskes Kashrus, Midereisa, Shivbikshera. This that we say, we go Basa, the Cheskes Aguf, that's only Midirabonon. We didn't say on a purely deraisindical level, he understands that the cheskes kashrus of an Eishes Ish would be stronger than that which the Chesed Kesegov is telling us that she was an Nivelus later on. That's the Rav. The Rajba comes back at the Rav. He uses that as a discussion in terms of Chesed Kesegov versus Chesed Kesegov. When did the clap to the animal happen? Did it happen later? Did it happen earlier? And so on. In Treifis, over there by the case of the Yayin Nesek. The Rav comes back at the Rajma. That's the Rav. The Rajma comes back in the Mishmeris, in his defense of his original Psak. And the Rajma says over there, against the Rav, he says no. He says the case of Be'ula Lefanenu is fundamentally different than a normal case of Treifis. Normal case of Treifis, something happened that would render a Sophic. Something happened that would render a Sophic. Mashenkin over here, he uses a terminology which is good to remember. He says, we have the Shor Shochut Lefanenu. You have a Shaila on a Behema, and the Shaila whether the animal is alive or dead. You have the animal dead. She is a Be'ula. The essential Hanocha of preserving a woman's Cheskes Kashrus in the Sophic of whether she was Mizan or not to be Asur Labaila is, was she Mizan? Over here, you have a Be'ula Befanenu. She's a Be'ula. The evidence is there, what we would call in English, the smoking gun is there. When and how the smoking gun was used is questionable. But the situation that would answer her is there. She's a Be'ula. She's masking, she's a Be'ula. Let's qualify that, even in a case where she's not masking. According to his version of the story, she is a Be'ula. If she's a Be'ula, there's Befonenu, the smoking gun. In that case, the Raj was, we can't use the Cheskes Kashrus. The only question that we could clear is there a... Is there a chesaguf or not? When was she mizana? Whether the Be'ula would render her asur or not, but the sibas ha'isur itself, the Be'ula, the fact that she is not a besula, she's a Be'ula, that's here. In which case, we can't use a chesed kashrus. So that's a very fundamental machlokes between the Rajm and the Ra. What does the Ra'o hold? What the Ra'o holds is, the way Rabbi Sender, Rabbi Shimon explains this, way Rabbi Nachum Petzovich explained, and the concept really comes from Rabbi Chaim Driske. The regular chazaka of an isha being asur labailo anar is something that can't be broken al yidei regular sofik. A person can have kol minei sibois, seeing the sugis and yevomis, sugis later on sugis. There can be kol minei reasons to suspect a woman of znus. She's misyached with a man. What bigger siba could there be to suspect that she was mizana than that? Where would a married woman come to Misyachad with somebody else? Even if we see evidence, no. The Torah is Mechadish Dos, the Parasha of Soita, that only when there's a definitive Chaloi Sofik, which is created Al Yideh, the Kinu Vistiro, then we break a woman's Cheskes Kashrus. Lule that, if a woman didn't have a Kinu Vistiro, which Kinu Vistiro is one oifen that the Torah was Megala, in the Parasha of Soita, that rips away a woman's Cheskes Kashrus. Until then, any suffering in the world, any kler, any reason to doubt her kashrus that we could have mibachutz will not challenge halachically her being mutl labailo. That's the way it is. That's the Torah's system as far as the cheskes kashrus of an isha labailo. The Ra'o holds that when we have a bula b'fanenu, we're not challenging that, since there could be any number of explanations for the bula, namely, a Be'ula could be Be'ula because she was Nensa Lefnei. I'm sorry, she was Mizana before. She became an Arusa, or she was Nensa afterwards. Be'ula is not the name of the game here. That's not the smoking gun he holds, the Ra, that the smoking gun over here is not Be'ula. The smoking gun is Znus. Do we see Znus? No. We see Nivelas. Could there be any number? We have at least two explanations by an Eishes Yisrael, one explanation by an Eishes Kohen, why she would be Mizana. So do we see the smoking gun? Do we see the equivalent of Kinu Vistir Befonenu? No. The Rajma was Mechadish, that the name of the problem is, the same way Kinu Vistir is a problem that the Torah definitively uses to take away a Cheskes Kashrus, she becomes a Sofek Seder, she's Asur Labailo, a Be'ula, it has built in. The physical evidence is there that she was nivellus. Maybe Znus, maybe not, but the Znus, the physical mitzias of what the Znus is there. In that case, we can't give her a Cheskes Kashrus. She's a Sofik, she becomes a Surah Labailo. So the Rajma, the Rohan HaMachloikis, whether the smoking gun that would take away a woman's cheskes kashrus, which is normally much stronger than a regular chazaka, like we said, whether the name of that is znus, in which case we don't see znus here, we see beulah. The Rashba said no. The Rashba said if a woman is a nivellus, that's the smoking gun that will turn her into a suffix. She's a suffix site. She's a surah labayim. That's the machlokes, the Rashba, the Rambam. Based on that, we can understand. Let's go back to our Rashba. The Rashba is having a discussion, and the Rashba is saying, when we see in front of us a bu'ula, he's claiming she's a bu'ula. So if she says she's not a bu'ula, no, as far as his version is concerned, for him, he has a bu'ula b'fanei. How can he live with her? That's a suffix. That's the smoking gun. She's a suffix, I think. Can't live with her. That is the discussion over here. Now, whenever a woman became a suffix, as soon as we create the reality of suffix, like we said, if a woman was after Kinyas Tirus, she said she was not Mizana. The husband says she was. The husband doesn't know. She does, right? She's either lying or not, but she's a bari against his shema. Why don't we say bari v'shema barad if we don't? Because that suffix the Torah said when Mechuyif to Imachmir. The same way we're so makel and the cheskes kashrus of a woman that she's muteris labaila is strong even when there's overwhelming reasons to suspect her of znus. The halacha is she has a cheskes kashrus. The Torah is mechadish that kinyan yustira creates a reality over here that the suffix is built in. We have to look at her as a suffix zaita. She's asura labaila. Maybe say the same thing over here. That was the Rashba's way of tackling the sugya. That's really that Rashba that we just said over in Mishmar Sabayis. In that case, what the Rashba is saying is, the Rashba's issue of concern is the same way. Bari v'shem abayev yusuf eksoite after kini v'stiro is not muteres l'bayla. Why would you say the same thing? The Rashba says, because ayidei the bari v'shem, we don't see the bu'ula as a siba iseres. Kini v'stiro, even after her version, maybe you could believe her, maybe not, because she's a bari against his shema, but the stira is still a reason to seize nose. She's claiming that, okay, but this, the yichud is still here. The bu'ula, if we believe her, because she's a bari against his shema, if we believe her, the bu'ula had a different explanation for it, in which case she's not a self-excited. That was the Rashba's way of addressing this issue, because that was his issue of concern in breaking her cheskes kashrus. Why is she or why is she not a suffix zaita? We have to define for us that a bula b'faneinu, when there's a bari v'shem, is different than a suffix zaita with a bari v'shem. That was the Rashba's point. That was the Rashba's focus in addressing this noise. So what the Rashba, that's what the Rashba dealt with. That's what the Rashba was mechadish b'shem Rabbeinu Yoina, that a bu'ula with a bari v'shema takes away the smoking gun, as opposed to a kinyan v'stira where the Torah defined her as a suffix zaita, she's asur labayla. Over here, she retains her cheskes kashrus. And now we have to ask ourselves something else: is her cheskes kashrus after it was restored? There was a bu'ula b'faneinu. She has a cheskes kashrus now because it was restored on the bari v'shema. Is that koyach of bari v'shema with the cheskes kashrus strong enough to stand up against the roiv? See, we have a shayla. We always have rub of a chazaka. Normally, as a rule, roiv is better. Over here, the cheskes kashrus of anisha is always better than rotsa, is always better than a roiv. We have a woman that we know is nivellus. The evidence is in she was nivellus. She says she was bainis. We don't know otherwise. We believe her. We have a woman who we know was, we have the physical evidence that she was nivellus. Unless it's a kinyan v'stira, we'll believe her that she was netzah, that she was raped. Why? L'chayra, we should say that there's a roiv, that roiv be'ilois are barots not ba'inis. The cheskes kashrus of nisha being v'teres l'mayla stronger. That was the Rashba's point of consideration. That was his point of reference in this discussion. Is there a smoking gun b'faneinu or not? Can we restore al yedei the bari v'shema the cheskes kashrus, which will make her ois sofik asura labayla or not? That was the point of the Rashba's discussion. And in that context, he says that that's stronger. Obviously, that chazok is stronger than a roiv, even though normally a roiv is stronger than a chazok, and so on and so forth. Rabbeinu Yoina's discussion, I'm sorry, the Rosh, the way he brings Rabbeinu Yoina, was a different discussion. It seems that the Rosh didn't, this discussion back and forth between the Rashba and the Ra of Be'ula b'faneinu, and that Be'ula b'faneinu itself creates a mitzius of bringing the cheskes kashrus of an issue, that was not the Rosh's point of reference. The Rosh's point of reference was simply to discuss Bari Veshema is a Mevar, is one of the ways of being Mevar is Sofik. Mevar, it's a Taina, it's a Raya, whatever, however you want to define it in the Sugya Bari Veshema. Bari Veshema is one Tzad. And in that context, Lamaisa, we have a Cheskes Kashrus. We have a Cheskes Haguf. Let's say by Neshis Yisrael, we have a Cheskes Haguf that says she was Mizana later on. Would the Bari Veshema stand up against the Chazaka? Maybe not. So that's why the Rosh doesn't bring it. The Rosh only brings that it would stand up Kineged the Rotzon. The Bari Veshema would be stronger than the Rav of Rotzon. The Rosh is just weighing up Tzadim and Hilchus Sveikis, whether we'd be Maimon or not. In that context, the Rosh is Machriya, that it would be enough, that the way the Rabbeinu Yonah said his halacha, the Bari Veshema would be Machriya Kineged the Rav Rotzon. It would not be Machriya Kineged the Cheskas Haguf. When the Rashi, that wasn't the discussion b'chlal. A Cheskes Kashrus is always stronger than a Cheskes Haguf, like the Rosh said. The problem that the Rashi only has is that there's a Be'ulah b'fanenu, you need the Bari Veshema to take away the smoking gun. Does it take away the smoking gun? Does it not take away the smoking gun? That's the discussion of Bari Veshema through the lenses of the Rashi. That wasn't the Rosh's discussion. The Rosh wasn't trying to deal with the smoking gun. We don't have a smoking gun in front of us. We have a Sofik, we have a like any Sofik in the world. We don't have the Vadai, let's say in the case of Treifus or Yain, that's what we discussed. We don't have over here the Bulu B'Fanenu, being that it has different explanations, there's no smoking gun. We have a Sofik. He says this way, the Tzad is, the reality is she's in a Velas. The Shaila is how? We have to weigh up the different stuff and we have to discuss. Roiv against Chazaka, Chazaka against Roiv, Migu, Bari Veshema, so on and so forth. And we have to weigh up all the different stuff in Hilchus Sveikis. The Rosh and the Rashba, like Korav Zelzai Kol HaLayla, two different discussions. I hope that this has opened up some of this is by no means a definitive discussion on this blat, this Yichla Zman V'la Yichla, but just at least to discuss some of the underlying ideas that are going on over here in the discussion of being Asura L'Bayla. In the next Shem Yetz Hashem, we'll discuss what the reality is when the discussion is his claim of Pesach Pesuach. Does that give him a right to be mafki himself in the Chovis Ksuba? He's claiming she was Mizan. She's claiming she wasn't. That's a Mitzvah Shem to the next year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.